Hi, this is Jerry Wells from Old School 100.3. A few years back, I got the opportunity to travel to West Africa, courtesy of a former employer. It was an incredible trip, and I learned a lot. One thing that stood out to me was how older people, elders as they were referred to, were respected, even revered by everyone. A child from the family or the village would be chosen to stay with, assist, and learn from the elder. This was considered an honor for the child, and they would compete for the privilege. I thought about this while watching the news the other morning and seeing a video showing a big, burly 14-year-old robbing, beating, and kicking a 67-year-old Winfield shopkeeper in her store. How did we get to this? Back in the day, one of the first things we were taught was respect for our elders. Yeah, I'm old school, but that's a value that should never go out of style. To her credit, his mother convinced him to turn himself in. Maybe it's not too late for him to straighten himself out and realize what a valuable asset and resource our older people are. I was blessed to grow up in North Philly with elderly neighbors, and some of my earliest memories are of my mother sending me to the store for them, helping them with grocery bags and other little odd jobs, and I was never allowed to accept any money, not a dime, for anything I did. In the Bible, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." That's the best advice any mother or father could ever receive. Parents must remember that the child they're raising today may have to take care of them someday. Who do you want looking after you? On a related note, did you see Oklahoma City Thunder forward Kevin Durant's tribute to his mother when he was named Most Valuable Player in the NBA? If not, see it as soon as you can. That's what I'm talking about. Our community needs more MVPs. This is Jerry Wells from Old School 100.3, and I'm just saying.